This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on India and Pakistan to refrain from taking any steps that would affect the status of Kashmir. In an address made on television and radio Thursday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi had promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. Stefan Dujarric is the Secretary General's spokesman.
The Secretary General is also concerned over reports of restrictions on the Indian side of Kashmir, which could exacerbate the human rights situation in the region. The Secretary General calls on all parties to refrain from taking steps that could affect the status of Jammu and Kashmir.
Modi defended revoking the constitutional provision under which Kashmir could make its own laws. He said it had impeded its progress, given rise to terrorism, and was used by Pakistan as a weapon to, in his words, instigate some people. After two mass shootings left 31 people dead last weekend, more than 200 mayors are urging the Senate to return to the Capitol and move on gun legislation, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This is VOA News.